Diversion Audio.
Previously on The Royals of Malibu.
Being a cam girl isn't the worst job in the world.
Hi, guys. Thanks for being so patient while I got warmed up for you all.
Ella, I'm Callum Royal. I was a friend of your father's. I'm so sorry, Ella, but I'm here because your dad passed away recently. I want to fulfill my promise to your father. I'd like you to move into my home and remain under my guardianship. Each month you stay in the house and refrain from sex work of any kind, I will give you another $10,000. You'll stay with me and my kids in Los Angeles. Malibu, technically. Meet the boys. This is my oldest, Reed. He's a senior.
Ella, I am so crazy for you.
And this is Easton. He's a junior, same as you.
Maybe it's my mommy issues, but you're kind of sexy when you're mad.
The Cove Academy is the most elite prep school on the West Coast.
Literally nothing about me screams elite prep school, but sure.
Are you Ella? Savannah Gonzalez. So nice to meet you.
At least I'm not a whore!
You are an evil, miserable bitch! Seriously, who hurt you?
I just wanted to let you know that whatever happened with David, I believe you. He probably did to you exactly what he did to me.
Holy shit, Savannah.
I'm Valerie, by the way. I'm Savannah's cousin from the wrong side of the tracks.
How would I survive without you?
I know.
Malibu actually kind of feels like home now.
I don't want to lead you on, Ella. The Royals hurt people. Reed hurts people.
I'm so glad you came. I guess I wanted to see you work for it a little.
I'll do whatever you want, Ella.
Happy birthday to you. Reed is shirtless on his bed with a girl in her underwear straddling his lap.
Hey, babe.
Brooke?
I told you, these royals would never really love you.
Reed? I trusted you!
I look at the address Lucy gave me, and I start to picture a new life for myself in San Francisco. I can see the ocean and the cliffs in my rearview mirror. Goodbye, Malibu. And goodbye, Reed Royal. Everyone always says that you have to forgive in order to forget. People will be like, trauma response this, self-care that, blah, blah, blah. Just meditate. Go to therapy. And let go of your past if it's holding you back. Well, I bet you those forgiveness freaks have never walked a mile in my shoes. 2 months ago, my pseudo-boyfriend cheated on me with his pseudo-stepmom. Yep. You try to forgive that.
Five more minutes.
Morning, Ella.
What are you doing? Oh, you want to have that kind of morning, huh? Oh my God, Isaac. Oh yeah, this is Isaac, by the way. This is Isaac's apartment, Isaac's bed, and Isaac's, you know. Okay, I seriously have to go.
Sorry, too much?
No, it was great. Really great.
You pushed me away because I'm really great.
I need to get ready for work, sorry. You know, I'd rather stay in bed all day.
Hey, this is the Ella Show. What you say goes.
I like the sound of that.
You're the boss, Ella. Do I get a kiss every time I say that?
Try it.
You're the boss.
Okay, I'm gonna go get ready for work now.
Please do.
I met Isaac at the library. I know, so old school, but it took me a couple paychecks to buy a laptop. And Isaac's just old school like that. He's an 18-year-old college grad paying his bills with a job in tech while he works on his own app. Honestly, I've never met someone who hustles as hard as me. That's probably what I like best about him. Also, I honestly love that he is not a douchey mega millionaire. You trying to learn how to do winged liner?
I have no idea what that is.
It would probably look really hot on you, actually. So emo.
Do you have time before you leave for a breakfast burrito?
Good morning.
Go ahead, I'll be right there.
I don't know if this burrito is worth $23, but it is very, very good.
Chipotle sauce?
Oh my god, yes.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about what we're doing.
We're having fun, right? You're busy, I'm busy, we're casual.
I didn't know if you wanted to, I guess, redefine the relationship.
Can we talk about this later? If I don't make it to the 6:55 train, I'm gonna be late.
Let me call you an Uber.
I'm fine. I like Bart.
Are you gonna let me help you someday?
I don't need anyone to take care of me.
That's not what I asked. But I'll drop it. We can take things at your pace, boss.
He's looking at me like he wants to kiss me. Like, rom-com style kiss me. Like, a Love Actually, to me you are perfect kind of kiss me.
But I am ordering you an Uber for our dinner tonight.
Fine. We'll have our super serious conversation at dinner.
That sounds horrible, but okay. Last thing, and you don't even have to respond, but I want to put all my cards out there so you can really think it over. I don't want to be just a rebound, Ella.
You're not a rebound. I like you. For real. I wasn't expecting to like you this much.
Kind of a backhanded compliment.
Hey, I didn't mean it like that. I just wasn't looking for anything, and poof, there you were. Like magic. So many notifications.
Instagram? I thought you weren't on social media.
I'm not. It's just a burner account I use to check in on people back home in Malibu.
Home? You said you only lived in Malibu for a few months.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I don't even know why I called it that. I guess it felt longer. And it felt like I had a home when I was there for the first time in a long time. Whatever. Never mind.
You're very mysterious, Ella.
Yeah? It's part of my charm. Do I taste like chipotle sauce?
In the best way. You're gonna be late.
I have a few more minutes. None of you are allowed to judge me or my deeply flawed interpersonal relationships, okay? Getting over the Reed Royal situation was not easy. I know it's not ideal to be leading on a guy who is funny, confident, and has his shit together more than anyone else I know. A guy who I spend basically all my time with and who I'm starting to, oh God, really like? Maybe I should stop being so scared and avoidant and see if Isaac is the right guy for me. Reed Royal never seemed to know what he wanted. Isaac is the total opposite. No way. Not again. Hey, sorry. You work here, right? For Bart? Do you see that black car parked across the street? The sketchy one with the tinted windows? Do you happen to know how long it's been sitting there?
I think it was here when I started my shift at 5 a.m.
Okay, it's just that the same car was there last night, too, when I was getting off the train. Just sitting there. Oh, shit, I'm late. Okay, thank you for your help.
All aboard, track 15.
All right, let's see what these Cove kids have been up to, shall we?
I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank you all for your support during this challenging journey. I'm finally a certified yoga instructor.
All right. Go off, Savannah.
Cheers.
Fake.
Oh, my God, Ash. How are you drunk off of 2 Negronis?
So fake.
I'm about to jump out of a plane, man. Woo! This is the best year of my life. Woo!
Maybe that means Easton sobered up. Hopefully.
No one ever tells you that high school can be really lonely. I'm surrounded by classmates, by people every day. But I feel so alone, you know?
Ooh, Val looks like she hasn't slept in days.
Like everything is totally pointless.
Come on, Instagram, play video! Oh my God, why won't this stupid app work? Video deleted! Fuck, that's a bad sign. After I left, I didn't want to talk to anyone from Malibu. I threw my old phone away. I feel bad about ghosting Val, and it's not like I'm never going to reach out. Maybe I'm just scared.
Come on, buddy. Come on, Reed. Let's go. Yeah. Go. Yes, Reed!
Don't judge me, okay? I only check Reed's socials every once in a while.
Are you recording me? Oh my God, Reed.
Well, if I record you, I can look at you whenever I want.
I really try not to watch old clips of me and Reed together. I know it's bad for my stupid healing journey or whatever. No new posts, no stories. Where are you, Reed? Not that he ever really posts anything anyway. At least nothing since I moved. So I just watched the same 10 videos over and over again. So cringe, I know. Oh no, what the fuck? The car I noticed outside of Isaac's apartment, it's here. It followed me. Once again, I've tried to run away from my problems, but they seem to find me no matter where I go.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I've been thinking a lot about my mom lately. I know, sad orphan stuff, but she was my best friend. Mom, are you sure about this?
I'm sure, Ella. Help me with all these boxes.
This is all of Jim's stuff.
Do we ring the doorbell or something?
I don't know, Mom. He's your boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend.
Well, he's not an ex-boyfriend until you break up with him.
I've broken up with him in my mind. Let's just toss his stuff on the lawn.
Are you sure about this?
When someone is your person, you just know it. And if they're not your person, their stuff goes on the lawn.
How are you supposed to know if a guy is your person?
I only knew your father for a short period of time. And then he was gone. Boof. Disappeared. And I was heartsick for him. It's so cliche. But it's true. When you know, you know.
So, not like Cher and Josh from Clueless.
No. Life is not like the movie Clueless. Your father and I could laugh together. He even smelled good, like a pheromones thing.
Ew,
I don't really...
Mom, please stop talking about pheromones.
I need you to promise me that you'll never try to make a relationship work with a man out of obligation or for money or whatever.
Mom.
Or a woman. I don't know if you figured out your sexual orientation out yet. You're only 13.
I hate this.
Promise me you won't get stuck in a relationship that isn't good for you.
I promise, Mom. Okay?
Life is too short to live any other way. My life is definitely too short now.
You have to stop talking like that. They say you have a chance even if the odds are no good. You're going to beat this.
Ella, you don't know that.
Everything is going to be okay. I'm going to make sure everything is okay.
I know. I love you.
I love you too, Mom. Are you gonna go talk to Jim now, or...?
Box is on the lawn. I think I'll get the idea. Let's get out of here, kiddo.
After 2 months in the Bay, I managed to find an apartment, find a job, sell the Lexus Callum bought me because I didn't need it or any of the Royals' money, sign up for classes to get my GED, and put a new life together. Doing, apparently, what pays best. Hey, Melanie. Sorry, I'm running behind. But I can work the register today if you want to make drinks and not have to talk to anyone.
Ugh, you're the best. But you're not wearing that, right?
No. I'm gonna go get dressed real quick in the back. When I saw an opening for a bikini barista at Sugar and Spice, a coffee hut downtown, it was like fate. Sex work meets barista meets huge tips. New life, same bikini.
Cute bodysuit.
Thanks, it's Forever 21.
Your man isn't buying you Fenty?
I don't need a man to buy me anything.
Is that why you got rid of your fancy schmancy car last month?
The Lexus was a gift I didn't want. So I sold it and mailed a check back to the guy who gave it to me.
Low-key, weird thing to do. I would have kept the car. It's a freaking Lexus.
Hey, handsome. Are you sugar or spice today? What can I get started for you? Sean, I am so happy I got to see you this morning. Here's your Americano with extra ice. Oh, fuck. I have an assignment due at 2.
You're in school?
I'm getting my GED.
Entrepreneurial queen.
You're so funny. Thanks for the tip, sugar. You were so sweet.
Hey, girly.
Yeah?
Is your boyfriend coming to pick you up or something?
He better not be.
That car has been parked outside all morning.
Yeah, he's been following me.
Following you?
It's fine.
Stalker shit is definitely not fine, girl. Want me to call the cops? They can't really do anything unless he touches you, but it could scare him a little.
No. Do not do that. No police. Please do not call the police. Please.
Damn. Okay. It was just a suggestion. No need to panic.
Totally. I know, I'm not panicking. It's fine. I just like to handle things on my own.
These sickos think that just because we're in bikinis, they can act creepy and shit. Fuck them. Take this.
Pepper spray. Thanks.
Aim for the eyes. They can't stalk you if they can't see you.
Even with the long hours and expensive ass rent, I feel more comfortable here in Oakland taking care of myself than I ever did with the Royals. In a way, I missed being the only person I could depend on. But it also means I have to somehow handle a stalker all on my own. Thank you. When I get back to my apartment, I immediately clock the stalker guy's car.
Ella Sinclair?
Oh, God.
Hey! Ella Sinclair!
Oh, my God, oh, my God!
Stop! Ella Sinclair!
Get the fuck away from me!
Ella, wow, you never call.
Hi, Isaac,
What's going on? Is everything okay?
But something stops me. Yeah, I'm gonna be running a few minutes late for dinner. I hope that doesn't mess up the reservation.
I'll push the reservation. It's totally cool.
Great, thank you.
You sure everything's all right? You don't sound okay.
Yes, everything's fine. Can't wait. See you soon. I don't know why I can't tell Isaac what's going on. It just feels like too much too soon. I don't want to drag someone else into my chaos. No sign of the stalker guy. Is he gone? Or is he just around the corner waiting? Reed Royal has gone live? Yeah, I turned on notifications for Reed's socials. And yes, I'm gonna tune in while running away from a stalker. I'm not obsessed, okay? You're obsessed.
Yo, Reed's wasted, bro. Look at him.
Jesus, Reed looks rough. It's like 5 p.m., dude. What are you doing?
I'm fucked up, man. I'm fucked up.
Bro, what? What'd you fuck up?
I'm a fucking failure, man. I try to be a good guy, but I failed at that, and I don't deserve to be forgiven, you know?
I for real do not know.
I fucked it up. I fucked it all up.
Oh, shit.
I fucked it all up.
Hey, yo, what are you doing, man?
Houston?
Don't fucking record him, give me your phone.
I fucked it all up, man. I fucked it all up!
Isn't that what every girl wants to see from her ex? Drunk and depressed, acting like a total disaster now that he doesn't have you. I guess I'm winning this breakup. Another part of me feels heartsick. But that will go away. I will make that feeling go away. I have to get ready for my dinner with Isaac anyway. And what the hell am I going to do about the potential serial killer I have staking out my apartment? If I can't call the cops and I can't ask anyone for help, what the hell am I supposed to do? On. Okay, where's my purse? Oh, and my pepper spray. Coast is clear. No serial killer in sight. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Hi, Uber for Ella. And yes, I checked the license plate before I got in the car. But when I get to the restaurant, the guy is there, leaning against his stupid tinted window car. Maybe I'm feeling way braver than I should be, but after spending the entire day scared for my life, the sight of him pisses me off. I'm done with these weirdo Dahmer games. Hey, do you mind actually hanging out for a minute? Just to make sure that guy over there doesn't, like, drag me into his car or whatever?
Okay.
Thanks. Hey, pervert! You wanna talk?
Whoever the fuck you are, you better stay away from me. You got it?
I have a letter for you.
I don't want your creepy love letter, you freak.
It's a letter from Callum Royal.
From... Oh. I knew eventually Callum would find me. I was prepared for him to gatecrash my life. Again.
Ella, I'm not sure what we did to make you want to leave, but I can tell you that I'm sorry for whatever it may be. I know that I haven't been the best guardian. I should have looked out for you more and checked in on how you were adjusting. Whatever happened, please know that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to fix it. We all miss you very much. That being said, it's not safe for a 17-year-old to be living alone. If something happens to you, your father would have never forgiven me. I would never forgive myself. I hate to go to these lengths, but if I don't hear from you within the next 24 hours, I will have to have you brought back to Malibu by any means necessary. I'm sorry. Please come home. Callum.
I didn't think he'd blame himself.
You actually pepper sprayed me.
I had a rough childhood, okay? And I thought you were stalking me. I mean, you were.
I'm a PI, not a pervert.
Well, you might be both. Anyway, I'm running late to what I assume will be a very nice dinner.
Do you have a message you'd like me to pass along to Mr. Royal?
I don't know. I knew Callum would be upset, but I didn't realize I actually hurt him, which sucks. I don't know. But I did expect him to issue an ultimatum, so I kind of don't feel that bad for him now. Tell him I'm not going back to Malibu.
You can't outrun the Royals.
I outran you. Now, I have plans. First Reed went live, now Valerie? What is going on?
I mean, like, really, what is the point? What is the point? We get up, we do all this stuff for what? To find people that care about us? But really, do they? Do they? No, all of it, it's pointless. It's totally pointless. Every day, I wake up and I just want to go back to sleep.
Don't say shit like that, Val.
She cheated on me. The love of my life cheated on me with some composting ass hoe at UC Berkeley.
No way.
And I don't even have anybody buying me ice cream, telling me I don't deserve that mess. Because my so-called best friend ghosted me. Tam and Ella were the only parts of my life I actually liked. And both of them completely abandoned me. I feel like they stabbed me in the back.
Oh my God.
Ella St. Clair, I hope whatever revenge you were trying to get on all of us in Malibu was worth it. If you meant to hurt me, you fucking did. Since I guess I'm dead to you, you're dead to me.
I never meant to hurt Val. I didn't want to abandon her, and I've never seen her like that.
What's up? It's Val. Don't leave me a voicemail. I'm not gonna listen to it. What's up? It's Val.
Turn your fucking phone on, Val! I'm so sorry, Isaac, but I can't talk to you right now. Val, it's Ella. Please, call me. I'm so sorry. My new number is... Message not delivered. What? Account disabled? Fuck! She disabled everything! I never thought that by protecting myself, I'd be hurting the people I care about most. Val thinks I abandoned her. I guess I did. I definitely know what it feels like to be abandoned by someone you love, and it's brutal.
Everything okay?
Not really. Any chance I could get a ride to the airport? I don't know if Val will forgive me, but I'm worried about her. It's not about the Royals. For Val, for a day or two, I'm going back to Malibu.
the next episode of The Royals of Malibu.
Valerie!
Ella? What are you doing here?
Easton?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Is he dead?
If you haven't picked up on it yet, everyone in Malibu is losing their shit currently. It literally all started around the time that you left.
Maybe it is time for me to come home. I can't lose you. The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Katzi Blue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.